Hello, this is Madge Weinstein once again with another day of Yeast Radio coming to you live on the internet, as George Bush would call it. Well, we're not going to talk about her just yet. First, we're going to explain why I'm using the handheld microphone today as opposed to the lavalier microphone I've been using for the past week or so. The reason is, lesbians and gentlemen, that I'm naked and there's nothing to strap on the lavalier, not a strap-on dildo. I'm not talking about that. There's nothing on me. It's just me and my nudity. No, I'm not wearing a sanitary napkin because I am postmenopausal. So here I am naked before you. My vagina is not wet for you, so don't get too excited. Unless you're a hot woman with lots of armpit hair, hairy legs, and a hot cunt. Then I might get a little wet, but you'll never know. Anyway, what's going on with me? You know, I really need to talk about this subject I've been avoiding. Now, maybe a week ago or so, I put on the web thing or whatever you call this podcast, webcast, whatever it's called. I put what I call my Madge Weinstein cunt session speech, which is my reaction to the My reaction to the re-election of that asshole in the White House, that retard. No offense to retarded people who might be listening, which is probably a lot. And it occurred to me the other day that I was having a delayed reaction. And it finally hit me in my spin class this Monday night that what really happened, that the asshole got reelected. It nauseates me to the point where even right now I'm feeling like I want to change the subject. I don't even want to talk about it. But, you know, I know that there's at least one person listening from another country. Well, actually, two that I know of, and hopefully more, because people from America typically don't like me at all. That's why when I make movies, I don't even try to show them in the United States, because people here are too dumb. All they want to see is G.I. Joe dolls making little jokes and, you know, just the most idiotic level of crap. Not that talking about vaginal yeast isn't idiotic, but anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about. But so the point is this. The point is that we are getting killed by the thousands over there, and we are killing people by the thousands over there in Iraq for no reason, for a bogus war, a personal vendetta that's as clear as day, as obvious, yet half this stupid-ass country reelected this asshole. So, you know, and today I was watching pictures on the internet of these wounded men coming back into the country at some hospital, and they just look awful. This one guy had half his leg gone, and he's in an IV and a respirator. And he's one of the lucky ones, you know? Like, I just don't understand it. I don't understand what kind of fucking stupid-ass Friends watching zombies. I know Friends was canceled, but you know what I'm talking about. What kind of zombies do we have here? I really think that most Americans just don't live in reality. Reality just is these. I don't think the people are real, I guess. I really don't. I think maybe they were born of idiots. They became idiots. They followed the path of idiots. They never turned the television off. And it's just programming. I think they're just pieces of garbage with some DNA and a life expectancy. I just don't know. I think it comes down to pure stupidity. And I've heard people say, oh, Madge, you have to be nice. You have to treat people with love and all this horse shit. Well, that's bullshit, treating with love. What the hell did that do for Jesus? He got crucified. You know, give me a break. And all these fucking hypocrites, you know, preaching God. This morality is just a distraction, you know. Anyway, nobody wants to hear that, especially Americans. You see, all in that rant, 99% of the one American that was listening turned off the podcast. So now I only have 1/100th of an Americant listening, which is fine. So this podcast is really catered to the 1% of Americans that have half a brain and to anyone else in the world who has half a brain. And I know Europe is kind of fucked up too. You know, I lived there for a while. But it's better than this shithole. And at least you guys take care of each other. And that's the fundamental difference. Anyway, before this stupid secular holiday called Christmas, yeah, secular, I wanted to tell you my story, which is it's actually the story of how I met a very famous person, and it really helped me to establish my identity as a woman and as a lesbian. And I don't know if I should tell you. It's a very, very long story. One second, please. Just a second. Okay, well, I'll just start reading it, and then I may stop if I get bored, or if you do. Okay, so let's see. How did it all start? Okay. It was 1967, the first full day of Hanukkah. I remember because my father, Irving Weinstein, had just given me a beautiful sterling silver bracelet the night before on Erev Hanukkah. I was working for my father at the Weinstein and Schlump funeral home on the Grand Concourse in the Bronx. I worked in the office doing secretarial work and making funeral arrangements. Well, excuse me, I got to get a Luna bar because I'm hungry. Let me just... Luna bars are wonderful. Hang on. Okay. Well, that day, as I was going through the list of the next day's funerals, I just about shit my pants. I read Ethel Levitt, daughter of Robert Levitt and Ethel Zimmerman. Ethel Merman. Oh, my God, I was about to arrange the funeral for Ethel Merman's daughter. I couldn't feel my toes. I suddenly felt as if I had just inhaled a whole tank of nitrous oxide. I was having a near-death experience. I was about to meet Ethel Merman. Jesus Christ, I'd already seen Gypsy 3 times and wore out my phonograph needle listening to Everything's Coming Up Roses over and over again. Christ, how I wanted to lick her pussy. Oh, and how I masturbated about Ethel, with that huge mouth of hers surrounding my vagina. Imagine those same lips that made There's No Business Like Show Business famous, functioning only to form a suction cup around my beaver. It was just too much. Ethel Merman was hot, and I wanted her badly. I knew she was a dyke, too, having married and divorced that horrible Ernest Borgnine in less than a year's time. Plus, I saw how she looked at Gypsy Rose Lee wantingly every time she did that striptease number. It was gaydar long before Oprah coined the term. I scrambled to make the funeral as tasteful as possible. I went to the florist and handpicked the most beautiful flowers I could find. I made sure the chapel was spotless, and I cleaned out all the toilets. I filled up the tissue dispensers, too. Then the big question, what to wear? I went to my cousin Pincus's dress shop and borrowed the most gorgeous black taffeta dress. Then I had my hair done too. Needless to say, I couldn't sleep a wink that night. So excited to meet my role model, an object of female lust. All right, gentle audience, I think I've sucked you in. Not like I suck in my girlfriend Gussie Iskowitz when I eat her out. But I think I've sucked you in enough to tune in tomorrow, although there's really no tuning. It's more downloading. And then we can finish my story of how I met the love of my life, mutual love of my life, I might say. I've told this story 1,000 times here in Chicago at various art galleries and theaters. And each time I end up with tomatoes on my face. No, I don't know why I said that. That's not even interesting. When I start saying dumb crap, which is pretty much all the time, it means it's time for me to end. So, gentle audience, I leave you. And That's all. I don't have a cute closing thing. And the music, I still haven't figured out how to do this. GarageBand.com. I found some nice artists, but I can't tell whether or not I'm supposed to, how I know whether it's okay to download this. I don't understand this. I mean, I understand downloading. I don't understand which ones I have permission to play on the show and all this Creative Commons and crap. So I wish somebody would explain this to me. And if you want to make an audio comment, I will gladly play it. You must email it to me. That's you can email it to me at bloated@mac.com. That's bloated, like bloated, like I ate too much milk products and I'm bloated and with gas. bloated@mac.com. And let's go over the websites for this podcast. You can go to Merminator.com. That's Merminator.com. And for my videos and all kinds of fun stuff like that, you go to InsaneFilms.com. All right. Have a nice day, lesbians and gentlemen.